an used car.
Yeah, hi. My name is Viola. I just left. I'm actually still in your parking lot. And I was pulling the car I just bought out, and I bumped into that low wall outside of your front door and like dented the back fender of my car.
Oh no.
Yeah, like I've had it for like 15 minutes. But like it sucks, and I want to know if I can talk to somebody because there's like no warning for that back wall. There's like no, like what do you call those things in a parking lot to stop you from like hitting things or whatever? Like there's nothing, and it seems like a really bad, like it's set up just really sucky, and like I'm not paying, like I'm not paying for this repair, but I'm not leaving without it getting repaired. So.
Okay. Yeah. Got it. So I'm not exactly sure who you want me to put you through to. I'm happy to get you the number of the tow service that could come and handle the car. Is it still drivable or is it?
No, it's still drivable. It just has like a big ugly ass like gash on it. Like it's like.
Yeah. Okay.
No, I want to talk to like the manager, the owner, whoever, like. You can't just like have a wall, like in a car dealership, like have a wall that you can literally back into like super easy with like no, like there's no reflectors on it, like there's no nothing. And I'm like hit it. And I literally just like paid in cash for this car. So
yeah. Well, I can pass that information along and someone can review it, and maybe in the future they could install reflectors or something like that, or maybe they'll change the way that the wall is set up in the parking lot so that this doesn't happen in the future. I'm happy to pass that information along for you. Can I get a little bit more information about what happened, just because they're just going to want all the pieces? So what was your name, ma'am?
Yeah, okay. Viola.
Viola, okay. And your
Viola
last name?
Viola Snell, S-N-E-L-L-E.
Okay, perfect. And
The
car that you purchased today, what car was that?
Yeah, so I just bought the Mercedes E-Class.
Okay. Yep, gotcha.
It's gold. And I was just trying to like leave like the parking lot, and like when you have to like do that little like funky pull out like 27 point turn or whatever it is like outside the front door, and like you can't see, like I can't see, so like it's great if you like if they put in some sort of like reflectors or like something like in the cement, but it's like I don't know, something like stick up so that if you're like not 7 feet tall you can see it, but like, it's too late for my car now, and so that's why, like, I'm super annoyed. Like, I want to give you guys a good review. Like, I want to be, like, all nice about it and everything, but, like, I'm not going to go home with this brand new car I just bought with, like, a big gash on the back. Like,
okay,
that's
absolutely. Yeah, that is really unfortunate. Just so I fully understand and I can pass it along correctly, did you adjust the mirrors for yourself before you pulled out with the car? I know sometimes the mirrors can all be set differently if someone else drove it before you purchased it. And did the mirrors all look good and you could see everything out of your rear view and your side mirrors? Because usually that's where you can kind of see that wall a little bit better. So I'm just curious.
Yeah, no, I honestly, I don't even know, like, but it shouldn't matter. Like, mean, like, yeah, sure, I'll do that. And like, thank you for like driving 101, but like, really, I just need to talk to it. Like, is there a manager in, is the owner in, like, whatever, like Mr. Mercedes, like whoever is in charge.
Yeah, just give me 1 second here and I'll see if I can put you through to the manager. Okay. I'm just going to put you on hold for just 1 second. Okay.
Sure. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Okay, Viola, you still there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so I am going to put you through to the head of the cosmetics like repairs department, and he'll see like if he can just pop on out and have a look at the car, and then we'll go from there. Okay, and I have all this information down, so I'm just gonna go ahead and put you on through to him now. Okay.
Yeah, okay. All right. Okay. Thanks, I guess. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Have a good one.
Yeah. Yeah, you too. Bye.